That's two more from the 28th day. Yeah, you guys are great, aren't you? Somebody said that.
I said that. You guys are great.
Okay, that was called Poor Boy, Poor Boy, Poor Girl. And no, I'm only asking you and Poor Boy, Poor Girl. Wait. What song is over here?
The first song was I'm Only Asking You, and the second song is Poor Boy, Poor Girl.
Okay.
You emphasize that because that's your song.
The
first song was I'm Only Asking You, and the second one was Poor Boy, Poor Girl.
What's that? Who wrote I'm Only Asking You? We want to know what the first song's about.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's
The first song is about.
What Okay, we know what you sound like now. What do you plan on sounding like in like 2 years from now? What direction do you think you guys are going to be heading in? Or
well, we plan on sounding like an REO Speedwagon or something.
Oh,
like
come
that.
On now.
Commercial, yeah.
Okay, enough jokes about REO Speedwagon. Now what?
No, basically, I can see us move more to concentrating on intricate sounds and chord changes and stuff. More of a musical approach, wanting to just thrash in instead of, you know, making noise and throwing our instruments down and stuff. And
diving over drum sets.
Yeah, just say, well, hell with this. We're not doing a very good job and just throw our instruments down. We'll rely on noise now, but in the future, I'd like to see us become more of a musician oriented band.
Groovy.
Yeah, wow. What about.
Well, I don't know. My big goal is to be heard on KCSC radio station someday if we can make it that way.
You've done that already.
Yeah, I'm auditioning a
new lead singer. Yeah, I had to take the opportunity to thank KCSC for supporting new music and stuff. Like stations like this are dying out all over the United States, and so
yeah, really, everyone out there, you know, like go to your windows and yell out, let's hear it for KCSC, you know.
Woo!
Go out to your window and yell it. Come on.
Okay. Not only they're dying, they're dead all over the country. They're dead. Send your money here. 895-6228. Here we go.
Box 1580, Chico, California. 95926.
That's right. This is Bobby Manning from the 28th day. When I'm in Chico, I listen to KCSC. Live wire 95.5. Make that into a promo.
We will. where have you guys been? What were you guys all doing before you were in 28th day?
Well, anything? For me, I was just wandering aimlessly on the streets, wondering, what the heck am I going to do with my life and everything. So I found some drums and stuff, and I said, I might as well try to beat those things for a while. So I like beating things up, basically. But this is my first band. Yeah, sometimes, I need a lot of my head, so I beat off. But usually, I was mostly into just listening to records, and I said, what can I play that? Because I have a lot of songs I'd written, and so I went for it.
And he found me, in a garbage can, and he was in that same alley.
Me and Beck here, Pete, we got together, and we had the idea of 28th Day, and we were a two-man band for a while, and we recorded on different tracks and made all these little records, and not records, but just tapes, and we decided, maybe we'll pull it together and get a couple more members, and so we developed.
Who are the members of the 28th Day? I think we've been introduced.
I think we have been.
Well, let's introduce again.
Well, yeah. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. This is Michael Dahmers of 28th Day, the drummer, I guess. So, what about you, Beck? Where have you been before 28th Day?
I'm like Pete Beck from the bass player.
We've been through this before.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Leonard's around here somewhere, but he disappeared. I'm Pete Beck. I'm the bass player in Assorted Lunatics. And, and this is standing to my right here.
Okay, we don't want to hear this now.
You're blowing it. No, anyway, we were working at who was what other bands we'd played in. So go ahead.
Okay, now the big question that I've been dying to ask you guys is:
are we going to leave?
What do your lyrics mean? Okay, you've got Poor Boy, Poor Girl. I'm only asking you, what does it mean to you? And then this last song you have is called Reality Is Contraception. What does it all mean?
Poor Boy, Poor Girl, I wrote that one.
You wrote
it? Yeah, well, not all of them, but that one.
I know what it means, by the way.
Yes, I wrote that over a little parental dispute and stuff like that, not because my parents, someone else's parents were hassling me, so I decided, I'll just go out and blow their brains out and feed it to the dogs. And for reality is contraception,
I did that to my parental units, so I'm sure everyone else.
How can you have kids when you're underneath the MX missile? Let's go out to Wyoming and breed like rabbits. It's not going to happen. So I wrote that thinking about Reagan and letting bombs go off and stuff, you know.
Heavy shouldn't
have. What does it mean to you? I wrote January 1st, 1982. I was writing it about all those nice hip people who dress up new wave and don't know a shit about what the whole message is.
Is that a poser?
And it made me mad because I'd be walking around in San Diego malls and all these girls would be glaring at me because I'm wearing Sex Pistols button or something. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay,
what the fuck does it mean to you?
Sure,
and
sure.
I'm only asking you is just a song. It's just a broken-hearted song about a broken-hearted love affair, all that shit. So
it's gonna be our big top 40 hit.
Wow, that rings as
B-side to Poor Boy.
Mono Vista bound, Chico, California.
What do you plan on doing as far as gigs around this town?
Well, next semester I'd like to maybe attack Chico and play as many gigs as possible, parties. Money isn't really a number one thing. We play just to make people happy and they can listen to our music.
We've only played once. I mean, I think it's kind of sad in a way because everybody's judging us for the first time we ever played, and that's the only time I ever played. But we will get better, I swear.
Well, I'll personally say that I was quite impressed for the band that did their first gig and did all originals.
Nowhere to go but down, I guess, you know.
So. And Joan thinks you're great.
Like zero charisma.
We've been together for about a month and a half.
Yeah, about that.
Rehearsing once a week. We've been together six nights.
Next semester, I'd like to pull together and maybe get out in Chico and play some gigs and stuff and see how people like us.
Any benefits maybe for Asked?
Something like that, yeah. We have some ideas.
Okay.
Well, I hope everyone will, if they see our name, you know, at a gig, will come out and support us and stuff because we're a real human band. I mean,
we're also really cheap and...
Yeah.
And it's money for flyers, so word of mouth.
Do you want to
number of the band for like the person in charge of booking or whoever?
Yeah, go ahead and get a hold of me, Mike, at 894-6172, or go ahead and call the station. It's probably the best band.
What station?
KCSC. Oh, okay. It's 895-6228.
You think you work here or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Boy, I think I get a job here. That'd be
if you want to talk to 20th Day at this very moment, you can call us up 895-6228. They're just
eligible men around here.
Dying to talk to you.
They're awkward. Hey,
thanks a lot, Chico and KCSC.
Thank you.
Chico loves you, baby. We got one more song for you. And it's called Reality is Contraception. This is we've played this on this show before, and we're going to play it again. So here it is, whether you like it or not.
This is like the live version. Before it was like the studio version.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't count.
No. Your talk sounds kind of trashy in the studio, too. So.
This is the 95th Parallel, myself, Ken Control, and Joan of Arc.
I'm Joan of Arc.